an issue which came to light 3 years ago now, and one which I have to say we regularly get comments on in that period. Listeners wondering what is happening in relation to it. The alleged postal voting fraud at the local elections in County Sligo in 2019, the last local elections, and specifically the situation regarding what seemed to be an unusually high number of postal vote applications in the Ballymote Tobercurry electoral area. The Director of Public Prosecutions has now ruled that there'll be no prosecutions arising from the matter following a lengthy Garda investigation. A Garda file in the matter had been forwarded to the DPP in July of last year. But that's the end of the case, it seems. The Ballymote Tobercurry electoral area had 252 postal voters in 2019 for the election. And you can compare that with 17 in the Sligo Drumcliff area and 20 in Sligo Strandhill. And the allegations of fraud had centred on the distribution of disabled postal votes and the eligibility of some of those on the disabled voting register. People on the register can vote by post if they're unable to go to a polling station due to illness or disability. Those are the rules. The Fine Gael party at the time lodged an official complaint in relation to the matter, and the party's then General Secretary Tom Curran told us at the time some of what had come to light as far as they were concerned.
In a couple of specific areas, there seems to be a high number of disabled voters, that mainly being West Sligo. It's a big issue for us. I have given the Gardaí a lot of information, and there's one I looked up, for example, there's one guy who is down as disabled, and I looked up his Facebook profile, and he's playing Gaelic football in the United States. And I wish him well with his club. But, I mean, you know, it's an abuse of the system, and the majority of these people that are down as disabled, in my view, don't even know that they've got votes.
Well, on the line now, a councillor who has consistently pushed for such an investigation and indeed for action on the matter, and himself a candidate in the local elections of 2019, Independent Socialist Councillor Declan Bree. Good morning to you, Councillor Bree, and thanks for being with us this morning. Your reaction to the DPP's decision first.
Well, thank you for having me on, Niall. I'm extremely disappointed at the DPP's decision not to prosecute. But having said that, I have to say that I'm not hugely surprised because, you know, I really believe that the Gardaí did carry out a thorough investigation. And as we know, when Gardaí complete an investigation, they send the file to the DPP. The DPP must then read the file and decide whether there's enough evidence to put before a court to prove beyond doubt that a person is guilty of an offence. And you know, we must remember that at the time of application for inclusion in the postal voters list, applicants are required to declare that they're unable to go in person to vote at a polling station by reason of a physical disability and that they are ordinarily resident at the address given. The applicants are also obliged to include the required medical certificate signed and stamped by a registered medical practitioner, certifying that the applicant had a stated physical illness or a physical disability and was unable to go in person to a polling station to vote. So in this context, where a doctor certifies that a person is unable to go in person to a polling station, it would be extremely difficult for a Garda or the DPP's office to prove otherwise. So here, in fact, we have a situation where it's clear that false information was included on the application form submitted in the name of some applicants, yet it's impossible for the DPP and the Gardaí to get a conviction. So in this context, Niall, I believe the government and indeed the Houses of the Oireachtas will now need to give due consideration to this case so as the relevant electoral legislation can be amended and strengthened to prevent the possible abuse and corruption of the postal voting system.
So you still think, despite the DPP's decision, that there is an element of corruption here?
I do, and I think the vast majority of people involved in politics in this community feel likewise. And we know, Niall, from the national media that the Gardaí began a second investigation earlier this year into alleged postal ballot fraud in the constituency in respect of the number of postal votes cast in the constituency during the 2020 general election.
Yeah.
Of 60,000 votes cast then, over 1,000 were postal votes, and that was an increase of almost 30% compared to the previous general election. Now, I have no idea at what stage that investigation is, but I can only assume, like the local election case, that a prosecution will not be forthcoming. And this doesn't augur well for future elections or here or indeed in any part of the country. And I certainly will be talking to political colleagues on the matter over the coming weeks. However, this is something that all parties and individuals will need to look at so as to ensure that our electoral system isn't left open to abuse or corruption.
So you wouldn't accept that, you know, it may have looked unusual, there were a lot of rumours and speculation at the time. There are still questions here to be answered despite the end of the Garda investigation.
Rumours and speculation. People know that something was fundamentally wrong when they looked at the number of postal votes. You've already pointed out the numbers. The Sligo Strandhill electorate earlier with an electorate of 16,500 had 20 postal votes. The Sligo Drumcliff electorate earlier with an electorate of 16,000 had 17 postal votes. And the Ballymore Tubbercurry electorate earlier with an electorate of 24,500 had 252 postal voters. Now, those figures told us that the system had been abused in the Ballymore Tubbercurry electoral area. And as Tom Kern specifically has been more specific and he's pointed out, West Sligo has been of significant interest. And, and credit due to Fine Gael, they did carry out investigations at the time and did submit the complaint immediately. Because all of us, no matter what political ideology we have or what political party we come from, we all need to address this because it's in the interests of Irish democracy that this is sorted out now rather than later.
Okay, just two questions to finish. The certification of a person's situation by a doctor, GP, is that called into question? Is there questions to be asked about that?
There has to be. In my opinion, there has to be. Because the figures just tell us that there's something fundamentally wrong.
All right, okay. And you feel this is now a government matter. The Electoral Act or the legislation has to be changed or has to be looked at.
It has to be looked at, and I have no doubt but that it can be suitably amended to ensure that there isn't a problem in future.